January 6 hearings devolve into a black comedy. By Donald Jeffries. The January 6 Commission, investigating the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., is now engaging in unintentional satire. The blonde that looked more like an aspiring model or actress, who recounted walking through pools of blood, was ridiculous enough. Then there was the recent testimony of Cassidy Hutchinson. Hutchinson was a top aide to Donald Trump's former chief of staff Mark Meadows. She told a rapt congressional audience that Donald Trump was well aware that his supporters were armed that day. Hutchinson quoted Trump as exclaiming, "I don't f-ing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. Take the f-ing mags away. Let my people in. They can march to the Capitol from here." While pepper spray, knives, batons, and gas masks were allegedly confiscated by authorities on January 6, there hasn't been a credible report of a single firearm being found on the protesters. And yet the dutiful media continues to refer to the armed insurrection. FBI Assistant Director Jill Sanborn has testified that the FBI did not confiscate firearms from suspects that day. But it was another claim by Hutchinson that was considered bombshell news by the committee that has produced laughable evidence for their insurrection fantasy. Hutchinson testified that she was told by Secret Service that Trump had demanded to be taken to the Capitol on January 6, and when he was rebuffed, attempted to overpower his Secret Service detail. Her most fantastic claim was that Trump tried to reach for the steering wheel of the presidential limousine. Unless Trump was the first president in history to be riding shotgun that day, this would have been impossible, especially considering the size of the vehicle. "I'm the f-ing president. Take me up to the Capitol now," Trump supposedly yelled. However, the Secret Service agent involved, Robert Engel, White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Operations Anthony Ornato, and the limo driver all quickly disputed her account. In fact, they offered to testify under oath that such an incident never happened. Hutchinson, the much-ballyhooed secret witness, also shared another dubious anecdote about Trump throwing his food against the wall in reaction to Attorney General William Barr's December 1, 2020, interview that disputed his allegations of election fraud. Hutchinson vividly described cleaning ketchup off the wall. Hutchinson's fake story that I tried to grab the steering wheel of the White House limousine in order to steer it to the Capitol building is sick and fraudulent, very much like the Unselect Committee itself, wouldn't even have been possible to do such a ridiculous thing, Trump stated on Telegram, one of the last remaining social media platforms that he has not been censored and banned from. Trump also denied Hutchinson's food-throwing account, declaring, "Her story of me throwing food is also false. And why would she have to clean it up? I hardly knew who she was." Hutchinson also apparently lied about writing a note for Trump to read that declared, "Anyone who entered the Capitol illegally without proper authority should leave immediately." However, a spokesman for White House attorney Eric Hirschman told ABC News, the handwritten note that Cassidy Hutchinson testified was written by her was in fact written by Eric Hirschman on January 6, 2021. To Hutchinson's allegation concerning his remarks about guns that day, Trump declared on his Truth Social platform, "Never complained about the crowd, it was massive. I didn't want or request that we make room for people with guns to watch my speech. Who would ever want that? Not me." Trump also went on to note, "Besides, there were no guns found or brought into the Capitol building. So where were all of these guns?" But sadly, a gun was used on Ashley Babbitt, with no price to pay against the person who used it. Hutchinson attempted to portray Mark Meadows, one of the countless, never-Trump personalities who populated the Trump administration, as being detached and uninvolved that day. "I remember thinking in that moment, Mark needs to snap out of this, and I don't know how to snap him out of this, but he needs to care," Hutchinson testified. In response, Ben Williamson, a former top aide to Meadows, angrily texted NBC News, "I've worked for Mark Meadows for 7 years, any suggestion he didn't care is ludicrous." And if the committee actually wanted answers as to that question, they could have played my interview where I outlined to them how Meadows immediately acted when I told him of initial violence at the Capitol that day. They seem more interested in hearsay, speculation, and conjecture as a means of smearing people, and it's obvious why. Even if it hadn't been immediately debunked, all of Hutchinson's bombshell testimony was worthless hearsay. Meanwhile, the political prisoners from that day remain behind bars, denied all due process.